Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, June 27th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. This evening, Six plays its 1,545th regular performance on Broadway, becoming the longest-running production in the history of the Lena Horne Theater. The venue has been open for nearly 100 years and was previously named after actor Richard Mansfield and the late New York Times theater critic Brooks Atkinson. The old record was held by the Horne's previous tenant, Waitress, which closed in January 2020. Congratulations to all involved on this remarkable achievement. And finally, today, just a friendly reminder that five Broadway shows are set to play their final performance this weekend. Glengarry Glen Ross finishes up its limited run tomorrow at the Palace. The star-studded revival of David Mamet's play is led by Kieran Culkin, Bill Burr, and Bob Odenkirk. On Sunday, The Picture of Dorian Gray, which won two Tonys this year, including one for its lead actress Sarah Snook, zooms in the lens on its final projection at the Music Box. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends, with an ensemble cast led by Bernadette Peters and Lea Salonga, concludes its run at the Samuel J. Friedman. The Latino immigrants of Real Women Have Curves get ready to iron and stitch their final dresses at the James Earl Jones, and the rollicking new musical Dead Outlaw will tell the true story of Elmer McCurdy one more time at the Longacre. Happy trails to everyone in these five productions. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.